At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Six new accusers have filed lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs, adding to a growing list of serious allegations against the music mogul. These accusers, two women and four men, all identified as Jane and John Does, have come forward with claims of sexual abuse, rape, and assault, spanning a period from 1995 to 2021. The new cases are part of a larger legal effort spearheaded by attorney Tony Busby, who represents 120 alleged victims preparing lawsuits against Combs. This latest round of lawsuits places Combs, 54, under intense scrutiny, with claims of abuse at notorious white parties and other industry events hosted by the rap star. The allegations depict disturbing patterns of coercion, manipulation, and violence, many taking place at high-profile venues where Combs' influence allegedly allowed these abuses to go unchecked. The new lawsuits describe harrowing experiences from the six individuals, all of whom have filed anonymously. The accusers detail incidents that occurred at Combs' parties, music industry events, and private encounters, painting a picture of an alleged pattern of predatory behavior. John Doe number one, one of the six accusers, alleges that he was sexually assaulted by Combs in 1998 when he was just 16 years old. The incident reportedly took place during one of Combs' famous white parties in the Hamptons. According to the lawsuit, John Doe was a young man eager to break into the music business. After meeting Combs at the party, the mogul allegedly told him he had the look to be a star, promising to help him break into the industry. However, what began as a conversation about the entertainment business quickly turned dark. The lawsuit claims Combs led the young man into a secluded area and sexually assaulted him under the pretense of a rite of passage. The young man, now in his 40s, claims the incident left him traumatized and ashamed. He states that he stayed silent for years out of fear, knowing how powerful Combs was within the industry. John Doe, number two, alleges that he was assaulted by Combs in 2008. While working as an advisor for Echo Clothing. According to the lawsuit, the incident occurred in the stockroom of a Macy's department store in New York City, where Combs was promoting his Sean John clothing line. The accuser claims that Combs and his bodyguards confronted him in the stockroom, physically attacking him before Combs allegedly sexually assaulted him. The lawsuit states that the assault was brutal and was followed by threats of violence, including death threats if he spoke out. John Doe number three recounts a similar experience while working as a security guard at one of Combs' East Hampton parties in 2006. The accuser claims that after drinking alcohol provided by Combs, he became disoriented and was later sexually assaulted in a van by Combs. He alleges that he was incapacitated, unable to defend himself, and that the incident has left him with lasting psychological trauma. John Doe number four describes an incident from 2021 in which he attended a party hosted by Combs. After consuming a drink at the party, he says he became incapacitated and was subsequently sexually assaulted by multiple men, including Combs. According to the lawsuit, he vividly recalls seeing Combs during the assault, but was powerless to stop it due to his physical condition after consuming the drink. Jane Doe, number one, was 19 years old when she was allegedly raped by Combs in a New York hotel in 2004. According to the lawsuit, she and a friend were invited to the hotel for a private party after meeting Combs at a photo shoot. Once inside, the lawsuit claims Combs became aggressive and forced Jane Doe's friend to perform a sexual act on him. He then allegedly raped Jane Doe while threatening to kill both women if they did not comply. Jane Doe narrated two details an incident from 1995 when she attended a promotional event for the Biggie Smalls music video, One More Chance. According to her lawsuit, Combs sexually assaulted her in a bathroom after violently striking her. She claims that after the assault, Combs threatened her life if she told anyone about the incident. These six new lawsuits are just the latest in a wave of allegations that have surfaced against Combs in recent months. Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the victims, has stated that over 120 accusers are preparing to file lawsuits accusing Combs of a wide range of sexual abuse, assault, and trafficking crimes. Combs, who is already facing charges of racketeering, sex trafficking, and transporting individuals for prostitution, is currently in federal custody at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. His criminal trial is scheduled for May 2025, but the number of civil lawsuits continues to grow, with more victims expected to come forward in the coming months. What makes these lawsuits particularly significant is the involvement of well-known corporations. Companies like Macy's and Marriott have been named as co-defendants in some of the cases accused of either facilitating or ignoring the abuse that allegedly took place on their premises. For example, one of the John Doe accusers names Macy's as a defendant in his case, claiming that the department store failed to act after he reported his assault by Combs in their stockroom. Throughout these legal proceedings, Combs has consistently denied all allegations. His legal team has dismissed the claims as false and defamatory, arguing that the lawsuits are part of a reckless media circus aimed at taking advantage of Combs' wealth and status. Combs' attorney, Erica Wolf, issued a statement saying, "No matter how many lawsuits are filed, it won't change the fact that Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted or sex trafficked anyone." Wolf also pointed out that anyone can file a lawsuit, but the truth will only come out through the judicial process, and Combs looks forward to clearing his name in court. Despite his legal team's defense, the growing number of allegations paints a difficult picture for Combs. The stories told by the accusers are eerily similar, describing parties filled with drugs, coercion, and abuse, events where Combs allegedly used his power and influence to exploit vulnerable individuals. Central to many of these accusations are the infamous freak-off parties that Combs hosted, events known for their wild nature and celebrity attendance. According to several of the lawsuits, these parties were breeding grounds for the alleged abuse, with accusers claiming they were drugged or coerced into non-consensual sexual acts. The parties were notorious for their excess, with drugs and alcohol freely available. Multiple accusers described feeling disoriented or incapacitated after consuming drinks at these events, unable to resist as the assaults took place. The alleged culture of exploitation at these parties has become a focal point in the legal battles against Combs, with many victims claiming that the parties were orchestrated to prey on the vulnerable. The impact of these allegations stretches far beyond Combs' legal battles. As one of the most prominent figures in the music industry, Combs has built a legacy that spans decades. However, the gravity of the accusations against him threatens to overshadow his achievements. For years, allegations of abuse and misconduct have been whispered within the music industry, but rarely have they come to light with such intensity. The lawsuits against Combs are part of a broader reckoning within the entertainment world as more survivors come forward to share their stories of abuse at the hands of powerful men. As these cases unfold, the industry will be forced to confront its own role in enabling or ignoring abusive behavior. The lawsuits against Combs may be just the beginning, as other high-profile figures within the industry could be implicated. The new lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs mark a critical moment in a long, unfolding story. With six more victims stepping forward and over 120 others potentially on the way, the legal battles ahead will be both complex and far-reaching. Combs continues to deny the allegations, but the voices of those accusing him grow louder by the day. As the legal system works to uncover the truth, one thing is clear: this case will have lasting implications, not only for Combs, but for the entire music industry.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.